Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos voskres. Christ is risen. So there is this little girl who was in a small church out in the farm area with her mother when she started feeling very ill. "Mommy," she said, "can we leave now?" "No," her mother replied, "we have to wait till the end of liturgy." "Well, I think I'm going to be sick, Mommy." "Then go out the front door," her mom said, "and around to the back of the church or behind the bush." After about 60 seconds, the little girl returned to her seat. "Were you sick?" her mom asked. "Yes," the girl replied. "Well, how could you have gone all the way to the back of the church and returned so quickly?" "I didn't have to go out of the church, Mommy," the girl said. "They have a box next to the front door that says collection for the sick." My dear people of God, today we read the story of the paralytic. Now, of course, the story of this paralytic is not just about a man being physically sick, but about Jesus healing the man of his spiritual illnesses, of returning him to the good grace of God, to cleanse his soul of all evil, in order to prepare him for eternity to be with the Heavenly Father. How many of us here today really think about our spiritual illnesses? How many of us here really believe that Jesus can cure our sins and give us everlasting life in heaven? We live in a world today that is very secular, that teaches people that God is not necessary, that we can control our own destiny in life without prayer or any help from Jesus Christ. Our world we live in is mostly concerned about material things, about possessions, about how we must be successful in a worldly sense in order to be respected by other people. Yet Jesus taught us a very different way to live, a very different point of view. He taught us that it does not matter what we have in the physical sense. It does not matter what we have in our bank accounts, where we live, what we wear, what we drive, what job we do, etc. Because you know what? All that we have belongs to God. Of course, we have to use the talents God gives to us to glorify His name, to support His church to the best of our abilities. But at the same time, we need to always prepare our souls. We need to prepare for the afterlife during this time that we have on this earth. So how do we prepare ourselves for the heavenly kingdom? Quite a few years ago, during a morning mass, our Pope Francis had this beautiful homily where he said these words: "The Christian life is about allowing Jesus and the Holy Spirit to prepare each person to truly see and enjoy the beauty of eternal life. People's eyes need to be prepared to see the marvelous face of Jesus, and their hearts need to be prepared to love even more." Jesus tells them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." These words of Jesus are beautiful. He speaks to them as a friend and tries to reassure them when they realize that things are not going as they hoped. The music of these words of Jesus is the attitude of a pastor. Jesus tells the disciples to have faith and know that he will always take care of them. And like an engineer and an architect, he tells them what he's going to do. I'm going to prepare a place for you in my Father's house, where there are many dwelling places. But Jesus is not going to rent us a room up there. By saying he will prepare a place in heaven, he means he will prepare his followers to enjoy heaven, to see, to hear, to understand the beauty of what awaits us, that homeland to which we are all journeying to. Through the gifts and the trials of this life, Jesus is preparing his followers for heaven. The journey of life is a journey of preparation. Sometimes the Lord must work quickly, like he did with the good thief on the cross. He only had a few minutes to prepare him, and he did. But for most people, the preparation for heaven lasts many decades. We must let him prepare our hearts, our eyes, our ears for our homeland. Being prepared for heaven means starting to see it from afar. And that requires prayer, courage, and the humility to allow the Lord to work in our own life. So, my dear people of God, are we going to allow Jesus to work on our hearts and our souls to prepare a dwelling place for us in heaven? Are we going to journey with God our entire life to make sure we follow his commandments and purify our souls through confession? Are we going to show the face of Christ to others through our prayers, through our thoughts, through our kind words? Let us pray for all of us here today, and indeed for the entire world, that we may learn to please God in all that we do, and let him lead us to the heavenly kingdom, that we could sing. The first day, the rising sun, its brightness given all. For he arose, the Holy One, as written in the law. For he arose, the Christ is risen.